people. Today is Wednesday and February 17th. We're in the Flemington area. It is pretty mild out for February. We just had a really cold spell, and now it looks like it's warming up, which is great. We have a very exciting guest today. His name's Nick Schenck, and he has a new book out. It's called Growler Boy versus the Pterodactyl Men. Sorry. Okay, so we're excited to talk to him. He is a local Flemington, Hunterdon County young man, and I think it's exciting that he wrote this book, so we're going to talk all about it. I'm just going to take a quick break and then do the weather, and we'll be right back with our show. This is Talented People.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Well, that was the Big C. Quite an introduction. This is Talented People Radio. I am Colleen Kelly. I'm filling in for Jeannie Murphy, who is away. I hope I will try to do the best that I can. It's not. I'm usually not behind the controls here, but sitting as a guest sometimes. So, welcome. We are here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and it's located in the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We stream live across the country, and this is the only chamber that has a radio station like this. So it's kind of an exciting thing that they have available to the members of the Chamber of Commerce, which does so much for the community. And I highly recommend, if you have a small business, joining, because the benefits that you can get are just amazing and beneficial. Okay, so I'm going to do a quick weather. Today it is mostly cloudy. We're going to have, I guess, a high, it says a 36, but it feels kind of warmer out there right now. Tonight, mostly sunny. And then on Thursday, let's see, we are mostly sunny with a high near 36. Thursday night, it's going to be clear and it's going to get a little cold. And then Friday, there's going to be increasing clouds with a high near 37. We have Friday night, a slight chance of rain, and it says snow showers, which I don't like to hear. But then on Saturday, it's going to be warm up. It's going to warm up a lot. So it's going to get up, I think they say, into the 50s, which will be really exciting to see this weekend and maybe get people out and about, because I think it's in wintertime. Everybody tends to stay inside a little bit too much, and we all kind of get the winter blues, which I have had, and I just love when spring breaks after a long winter, and I can start getting outside without bundling up in a million layers. We have a really great guest today. His name is Nick Schenck, and he wrote a book of poetry, and Nick's from the Flemington area, and I'm really excited to have him here. I know his mother. She's a very good friend of mine, and so we're going to have a nice, just a conversation on how he, like, you know, at his age, was able to get this book done and published, and it's just an amazing accomplishment, I think. So we're going to go to one quick break, and then we will be back with our conversation with Nick. Stay tuned. This is Talented People.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Okay, welcome back. This is Talented People. I am Colleen Kelly. Like I said, I'm filling in for Jeannie Murphy. I'm excited to have Nick Schenk here in the studio with me. Nick is an author, and he just published his first book, right? Is this your first book?
Yes, first one.
So can you tell us a little bit about who, you know, about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Colleen. Like I said, I've been writing for maybe 7-some-odd years now. Really, since grade school, and I just kind of took some of my most recent stuff, put it into this book, and...
Have you always been into poetry, or did you, you know, something that... Or do you write short stories also? What's your...
I probably started with short stories more than anything else, but I don't know. Something about the format, it was just sort of the same every time. There wasn't really any way for me to... kind of spread out with my writing. It was just very monotonous, I guess. So with poetry, I can kind of get away with a bit more, kind of experiment with things just a bit differently.
I think that's great. And you know what I like too, with poetry? I love watching. I just study social media and the internet and everything. I don't know if you... have ever been to any of those poetry slams that they have, but I think they're so cool. Like, there's a lot of great poets that are getting exposure now that I don't think they would have gotten, you know, before.
Oh yeah, absolutely. With social media and poetry slams and open mics and everything like that, it's easier to get yourself out there. Mm-hmm. For sure. One problem is it's easy to get lost in just the sea of
right.
everyone else.
I agree. So can you tell me a little bit about your process of, like, how in the world did you, because I have a PR company and we represent a lot of authors, and the industry has changed so much because before it used to be, you know, everybody published, you had to go through a publisher. If you wanted to write a book, you would submit to a publisher. But now there's so many tools out there, and so you can produce a book yourself. Did you do this yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, what happened was a friend of mine turned me on to a createspace.com, a thing run through Amazon. And basically, within the night, I compiled a document of all my poetry, had it edited, came up with a title, designed the cover, and then I just ordered the proof. And from there, it's just kind of been taking me along in...
I think that's so exciting. Did your family know you were doing this, or did you just kind of do this on your own and then tell them later?
It was pretty much a snap decision to just do it on my own.
I love the cover. This is Flemington, right?
Yeah, that was taken in the parking lot of my workplace, Central Wine Merchants. It was just a picture I had. The sky was amazing that day. Hues of orange, pink, peach, dark blue. It was just... I don't know. I can't remember ever seeing a sky like that. So
it is. It's gorgeous. All right. So I'm just going to read the back of your book here. So that's okay with you, right?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So it says, "Who the hell is Growler Boy anyway? Well, I know a growler is a jug you can take to your local brewery to be filled with craft beer. Why do they call it growler, though? I've always suspected that it had something to do with the noise that kegs make after they kick." That's true. So I guess it's fair to assume that he's the guy who fills them. We've never dealt in the literal sense. We've never dealt in the literal, though, have we? My best guess is Growler Boys, the guy they get when... The guy they get when... You should read this. How about you read it?
Okay.
You'd probably be better.
Who the hell is Growler Boy anyway? Well, I know a growler is a jug you can take to your local brewery to be filled with craft beer. Why do they call it a growler, though? I've always suspected it had something to do with the noise the kegs make after they kick. So I guess it's fair to assume he's the guy who fills them. We've never dealt in the literal, though, have we? My best guess is Growler Boy's the guy they get when no one else can really be bothered. The one for the messy stuff, the kind of work that leaves you smelling like hops and barley. Not the elite, but the everyman. The kind of person who really wants to be anywhere else, but can't bring themselves to just walk away. Not the winner of the fight, but the one who makes it through.
That is so visual to me. Like, when you read that, I can just picture that growler boy in my mind. And that's what good writing is. Mm. How many poems are in the book?
Around 60. I believe the total is 63. And basically, I went through everything I've written in the past 2 years, just kind of cut out whatever was either not up to my standards or anything that was a collaboration with other poets. And what was left was the 63 poems that make up Growler Boy versus the Pterodactyl Man.
Nice. Do you write at certain times of day or, like, in certain places? Do you find writing... is there a certain place that you like to go and write? Like, some people have a... Or do you just... Does it just come to you? And
A lot of times it just comes to me. There's no real certain spot, but in terms of time, there's two schools of thought. You're either a morning writer and you write according to just what comes to you in the morning, or you're a nighttime writer and you write based on using the inspiration, what happens to you during the day. I've always found myself to lean more towards the nighttime writing. But that's not really a hard or fast rule. It's mostly just whenever it hits me.
Have you ever, so you just write as it comes, like, because you're not under any kind of a deadline or anything, you don't have writer's block or anything like that, right? Or,
yeah, more or less.
So was English your favorite, you know, in school? What kind of classes did, you know, is that what you liked or no?
Not really. It's really what you said about deadlines. Everything was just, I was under such pressure to write in my English classes, I could never actually do it.
I can totally relate, because I'm an artist, and I, sometimes when, I love creating, but then when I get in a project, and they give me a deadline, and then it's like, it becomes, instead of becoming this artistic, creative thing, it becomes a chore. And then that kind of stifles my creativity, you know, my creative process. So then I have to, like, get back into that mindset and figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Nick Schenk, and we're going to go through some of his poetry. I'm going to have him read some of his poems to you. This is Talented People. We are here in Flemington, New Jersey, in the Hunterdon County Chamber offices. And I'm filling in for Jeannie Murphy. So we're going to go to a quick break and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening in.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, welcome back. This is Talented People Radio. We are streaming live from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm Colleen Kelly. Like I said, I'm filling in for Jeannie Murphy, and I have a very special guest here. His name is Nick Schenck, and he recently wrote a book of poetry, which you said that you can purchase this book at the Clinton Bookshop, right?
Yes, at the Clinton Bookshop on Main Street in Clinton.
I love that bookshop.
Oh, it's just
those guys fantastic. That run that are really, really nice. Mm. So did you have a book signing?
Not yet, though all the books you can buy there are signed.
Oh, they are?
I'm planning on doing some readings there for Poetry Month, April, I believe.
April is Poetry Month?
Yes.
See, I learned something new. April's Poetry Month. Oh, that's great. So, you wrote this book, and when did it come out?
It came out in January, I believe the 2nd of January. It just hit Amazon, and it was a very quiet affair.
Still, it's really exciting.
Absolutely.
Does your mom have a lot of copies of the book?
we have a little.
She's
bit
so proud of you. Oh. She's my friend, and Kara, if you're listening, we are thinking about you today. You must be really, really proud of your son that's sitting here across from me, because like I say, our PR firm represents a lot of authors, and there's so many people that have a book in mind, as they say, and not many people that take that whole process through fruition and then actually, you know, have their book in hand like Nick does sitting across from me. And poetry, I think, is really important in these times. It's good, you know, for expression. And I think, do you think that everybody can relate to your book, or is it geared more towards your age group? Do you think that?
I think the poems in this book probably are geared more towards my age group. I'd like to say they everyone could relate to it, but it really has a lot to do with my mind as a teenager, a high school student, someone fresh out of high school, or, you know.
Right. Well, you know, the world's different than when we grew up. I mean, we're experiencing it and doing some of the same stuff, but we weren't adolescents as this was all. Our world was a lot different than yours. And I do worry. I have a daughter who's 12, and, you know, the social media, they're just the way that they communicate is so much different than than the way we did. Like, I'll have these four girls over my house, and they'll all be sitting in the same room, but everybody be looking down at their phones. Yeah. And that's just something. And it's not just the kids. With the adults are doing it, too. We're sitting around. It's the exact same thing. But it's just a different world, and it's a different time. And the only thing I worry about them is the girl, you know, is... I think, like, judging the way they're judged by social media, like, that kind of thing kind of worries me. I think that you, like, before, if you were, like, fighting with someone at school, or you had a friend, and then you would go home, you would get a break from it. And I just don't think anybody ever gets a break from anything with social media.
Yeah, I mean, social media is a wonderful, wonderful thing, but, like, just that nonstop communication.
Yeah, it's, you can never just turn it off or put it down. Your phone's always, my phone's by my bed.
Yeah. I think that just kind of as people, it's not something we're really prepared for, even people who were born with it. It's just like, I don't know. I don't think people have really gotten used to it, even though we use it so much.
Yeah, it's true. So... you've been writing, you say, for like 6 years now, and you put these poems together. These are, you know, these 60 some odd poems in your book. And can you just read? Do you mind, like, can we go into it and read a couple of them? And,
not at all. I don't
okay.
mind.
All right, good. You can go ahead and pick one.
Okay, so this first one is called Growler Boy Versus the Jersey Devil, which is a piece I wrote about the Pine Barrens, about the idea of the Jersey Devil. It's a state myth that I've always really found pretty cool. Growler Boy versus the Jersey Devil. The barrens are a beast all their own. Trees planted so thick with a canopy so unanimous that day turns to night, and night into more evolved night. Night with claws and teeth. It's the kind of dark that iron grips you at the ankle, like the inky stairwell in your home the night after you watched Poltergeist for the first time. Except it's a forest. Except it's a beast. And like all good beasts, there's a beast within. All patchwork and perdition and grim under the curse. Leeds 13th prowls the pines for pieces for his ossuary, and an occasional offering to the devil himself. And maybe, by the end of the day, he'll make the barrens just a little bit darker.
That's good. And I grew up, actually, before I moved here to Hunterdon County, I lived in South Jersey, and we all knew about the Jersey Devil, and my uncle had a hunting camp there, and I remember the first time we went, I was so scared, because we'd tell the stories, and we'd go walking out, and it's so true, it's dark. But, yeah. So that was good. Like, your writing is, and the way I think you're great at, you know, you should be out there doing your poetry at open mics, because you do a really, really great job at reading the poetry. And I'm so glad I handed you the book to read. So, okay. Let's go to one more, and then we'll talk a little bit about process.
All right. Let me see. So this poem is part of a set of two. The first poem in the series was called 37 Consecutive Letter I's, which was literally that. And this next one is titled An Apology for the Poem 37 Consecutive Letter I's. Dear esteemed reader, you have my humblest apologies. Due to a slight oversight on my part, the poem 37 Consecutive Letter I's actually contains 38 consecutive letter I's. I realize this blunder has caused much pain and hardship in your ever so painless lives, perhaps to a similar degree that the Hindenburg might, or perhaps the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Hopefully, you know now that that's what you get. And I've used a similar line before, that's how you know it's true, for trusting a poet. C'est la vie, no one of consequence.
That's awesome. That's so great. All right, so let's talk a little bit about your growing up here in Hunterdon County, because we're talking about this. You know, you even mention it in your title or in the back of your book about what do you think about this area that we live in?
It's certainly an interesting one. I've always just, the look of the town has always been very, I guess, close to me. I've always liked, you know, the bricks, the, I don't know. But, growing up here was just really boring.
Yeah.
For a kid, because there's not a lot here for, like, kids to do, so.
I hope they change that. I really do, because when I grew up here, so, but we had a bowling alley, and we had a roller rink, and then that went away, and we went to the other one, and then there was a lot more, but even when I was a teenager, we always said the same thing. I think there needs to be more culture.
Absolutely, and honestly, I think it is kind of picking up a bit with, like, the DIY on Main Street and all the events they do there, and the Factory Fuel Coffee Shop. They do just a lot of art events, like, I'm actually doing an open mic tonight at 90 Main Street, and they have bands play, and I think...
That's great. I love what they have been doing, because the art scene, especially, has... they've done a lot over in that Stengel building. Yeah. I don't know. What's it called now? Stengel Artworks or something?
Something like that.
Right? Yeah. Like, I love that they... started putting these events, and have you done a lot of open mics? How much do you do?
I try to go to 2 a month in town here. There's one that's just poetry at 90 Main, and then there's just like a normal open mic that they do at Factory Fuel. And I've been trying to expand just to other areas, just to do more, to get myself more out there.
Do you have to sign up to do, like, the larger poetry slams? Like, how do they work? How does one go about getting into one of those?
The larger ones, if it's open, normally it's just a matter of signing up. But a lot of times they're parts of, like, contests. And, like, if you do well in one, you'll get invited to the next one and so on and so forth. I haven't broken much into the poetry slam scene because it's a bit hard to get into because there's a lot of talent in there.
You're very talented, though. I'm sure you can get in. I'm sure we'll see you there. You have a great voice, you know. You have, like, your expression and your voice is perfect, I think. You know, the tone of your voice is good. That's all that's important when people are listening.
Absolutely, yeah. And I really have to thank my public speaking teacher, Mrs. Enterline, and my radio teacher, Mr. Lazovic, at Hunterdon Central, because if I didn't take either of those classes, it would not be anywhere near as good as it sounds.
That's what right I now. Do love about Hunterdon Central is all of the opportunity that you have there. You don't, you know, especially if you want to go into this certain field, they have an amazing... amount of classes and different areas of you know, that you can study, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The electives are just amazing.
If you take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just the thing, you know, because a lot of kids get lost, but there's opportunities for them to, you know, not necessarily if you're, you know, college-bound or one of those students that knows exactly what you're doing and you have your little set path, there's opportunity for you to try out different things there if you so desire. It's just, you know, taking advantage of it, like I say. All right, so we're going to go to another quick break, and we'll be back talking with Nick Schenk. He's a poet and an author.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
The President and the First Lady on Friday will travel to the Supreme Court to pay their respects to Justice Scalia as he lies in repose there at the Supreme Court.
But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama will not attend Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's funeral on Saturday.
Vice President Biden and Dr. Jill Biden will attend Justice Scalia's funeral at the Basilica on Saturday.
Biden will lead the official delegation for funeral services on Saturday at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Scalia died last weekend at the age of 79. Flags in the nation's capital will remain at half staff through Saturday. Hillary Clinton says that a Republican vow to block the president's Supreme Court nomination is partially rooted in racism and hatred. But several Republican leaders argue the new president should nominate the next justice. This is USA Radio News.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. While that day may be a lot closer than you think, with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. Today is Wednesday, February 17th. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, in the Hunterdon County Chamber offices. My name's Colleen Kelly. I am filling in for Jeannie Murphy today. I am missing her because she does such a great job on the radio, and I am just trying to do the best I can to try to fill her shoes today. I am lucky to have Nick Schenk with me. He is an author. He wrote a book of poetry, which you can find on Amazon.com. You can find it at the Clinton Bookstore. It's called Growler Boy Versus the Pterodactyl Men. And Nick is a young man who has been writing for quite a long time. And this book has a compilation of 60 of his poems that I guess are near and dear to your heart, correct?
Yeah. I mean, they all are, mm-hmm. but yeah.
So we were talking about how someone so young could get their, you know, go about this process and have an actual book in hand, go through the publishing of it. Did you have to spend a lot of time laying it out, or you said it happened all pretty fast, right?
Yeah, it was more or less over the course of the night.
One night.
Yeah.
That's funny.
If you count writing the poems, it was years and years. But
did you have anybody edit it?
Yeah, I had a couple of friends of mine who are more grammatically inclined than me
right.
go over it, which was just like, yeah.
Right.
Had to be done because there were so many.
Yes, titles. The editing process for me, too, because I do a lot of websites for people, and it's or I'll do brochures. I'll put together all the artistic, and then they'll come back with all this grueling editing stuff that I'm like, oh, really? Do I really have to do that? But it does make it, you know, polished, and
yeah.
and it is a book that you're putting out there and people can purchase. So it looks really great. I love the cover, which is your own photography, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't have to hire any artists, or you had friends edit, and
yeah.
you have to put a little bit of money into getting it actual published, right?
For the website I used, you don't have to. You can hire a professional editor through the service. You can hire a professional photographer to do the cover. But if you have all that stuff yourself, all you pay for is the copies of the book that you order yourself.
And do you have to order a certain amount of books?
The only requirement is to order the proof copy, like the very first copy that gets printed, so you can look over it and make sure everything's in order. Then if you're just going to sell it through Amazon, they just take the cost of printing out of your royalties.
Isn't that amazing? So do you tell them, I mean, do they have different, I know they have different styles. I know this, but I'm going to ask you as if I was a layman. You know, do you have to pick out paper? Like, how do you decide what size your book could be and what kind of weight your paper is and things like that? Do they give you those?
Yeah, they give you the options with the weight of the paper. I didn't know exactly what the difference was. It was a stylistic choice between, like, white and cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the size of the book, they offer all sizes you could possibly imagine. I went with the trade paperback of 6x9.
I think it's a good size for your book, for a poetry book.
Absolutely.
I think you did a really good job on it, too. You know, you should be really, really proud of yourself. You know, was it exciting when it came?
A little bit. To hold my book in my hands was pretty surreal, actually. It was just, you know, this is my work in physical form.
I know. That's what I love about today's world, where there's those tools out there for people that you can actually do this kind of thing yourself.
Yeah.
You know, where before you would have to go through somebody to help you.
Yeah,
you'd have to go through a publisher.
Yeah. And I recommend it to, like, anyone who asks me about it, that you should self-publish for sure, because it's good to get your voice out there. But at the same time, if you can get published through a publisher, I feel like that just gets your work out there better.
Oh, believe me, we go to Book Expo America every year, which it's always in New York City, but this year it's in Chicago.
Mm.
So I totally recommend if you want to go that route, there's a lot of opportunity, especially with the big publishing houses, to what they give you and the credibility that you can get and the places that they can have your book placed is invaluable. But then there's also, if you are someone who is self-promoting and you can go out there and get your word out, you know, you can do it with a self-published title. It's just totally where you want to go, what you want out of it.
Right.
The experience. And are you going to write more books? You can self-publish your first one and then take that to the next level in the second one. Do you have another book in mind?
Yeah, I'm working on everything for the next one. I'm going to see if I can't send it to a few publishers. Worst comes to worst, I self-publish it again and, you know.
Right. Well, with poetry, I don't know the publishers for poetry that are really big. Do you know?
For poetry anthologies, I can honestly say I have no idea. I'm looking into that.
Mm-hmm.
But just for single poems, I think a lot of lit mags are the way to go.
Can you explain what a lit mag is?
Oh, yes. A literature magazine, basically, a lot of times they're biannual or monthly affairs where they'll accept submissions under certain themes or just certain, like, genres or certain mediums, and they'll publish whatever you send them in that issue. And there's a lot of them out there. A lot of them are being run online. So
I know. That's so great, too. And a lot of them are looking for content. So you can, you know, if you get into the right ones and they like you, they'll probably keep publishing your works, which we know that because we get a lot of our authors into we don't have any poetry authors, but we have authors, a lot of business authors that go into places like Smart Brief and Forbes, and then they write for you know, big publications like that. And they get so much exposure doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a really great thing to do. Now, what about, I think it's cool the way I've seen on online how, like, once you get a poem and I've seen, like, people put a video to it.
Yeah.
It's kind of come to life that way too, because you can read your poem and then have a video underneath it. I think that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a famous poet that does that. I've seen his videos. They're awesome, and I can't think of his name right now, which is making me mad. But okay, so let's go to another poem.
All right. Do you mind if I read one that's not from the book?
No, I would love for you to read that one from the book.
This is one of my more recent works, and its title is... Where is it? Its title is Moon Jumping.
Moon Jumping. Mm.
I'd really rather not compare you or anyone else to an angel. I mean, sure, arguments can be made for your beauty and destructive power, but that's not what makes an angel, not really. You see, it's all in the flight, and you're one-winged at best. No matter how high you jump or flutter, you are always doomed to come back down. Your efforts are shown on the skyline in a parabola, a form non-existent in the host of God. And sure, you're getting higher and higher every day. Maybe you'll even reach the moon, the unreachable moon. But how long can you stay there before you yearn to jump back down?
Wow, that is great. It's deep. I sit and listen with, I have a smile on my face as I'm listening, because I really can visualize this as you read it, which is, it's really special, I think. You know, poetry is... do you think poetry is not as big as it used to be, or do you think it's making a comeback?
At the moment, I think it is making a bit of a comeback. I think there will always be a place for it. It's just kind of a thing I like to think we need in society, along with, well, most forms of art. I don't think it's as big as it was, like I said before, but I don't know.
For me, I agree with you. I do believe it's needed, and I think that if you take the time to just sit and just listen, like I just listened to your words, then it just like kind of takes me into your poem, which is pretty great. So that you could do that, because I'm kind of ADD. So if I can sit and do that, then I just, where do you think where do you see your future going?
Hopefully more books. I don't know.
If you looked at yourself, say 5 years from now, and where you would want to be, where would that be?
I don't know. I think ideally I'm making money off my books, and I don't know if it's possible to live comfortably solely off the books, but hopefully it's something. And I'd like to do more spoken word. I'd like to maybe do some poetry festivals if I can get into that scene.
Where are they? Is there any like big ones that we can learn about?
The biggest one in the area that I've been to is the Dodge Poetry Festival, which comes to...
Is that run by the Dodge Foundation?
I don't believe...
Do you know who they are? They're in arts.
Perhaps. I've only been there once or twice. It's real great. It's in Camden, I believe.
It's in Camden, New Jersey?
I believe so.
Wow.
But yeah, they'll just have poets from all over the nation come, do talks, read their poetry, talk about
poetry
theory.
Is it more than a one-day event?
Yes.
It is?
It's a 2 or 3 day event, I believe. Yeah, and it's a great time.
Wow, that sounds cool. I bet you meet all kinds of interesting people at these poetry festivals. Okay, so what advice would you give to someone who's in school now, who, you know, really loves poetry and would want to, you know, maybe write their own book? What advice would you give them?
Well, in terms of publishing, just do things before you're ready. Submit to things that you're not sure about, because you never know. It might just take off from there. In terms of writing in and of itself, you're only as good as what you read. So read as much as you can. Write as much as you can.
Right. What if somebody has self-doubt, you know, like you write, but you don't think, oh, you know, it's not good enough for this. Because a lot of people have that.
Yeah. And I know what that's like because it's something I've had to deal with for sure.
I think we all have.
Yeah. It's really, it's just a matter of taking that step even though you don't think you're ready. Because an example for me is after I published the book, I sent one to my friend, and at first I really wasn't happy with the writing on the back of the book, the whole who the hell is Growler Boy anyway thing, but he sent me a picture of it that was like the first thing he noticed, and he loved it, and I don't know, it was just weird. You'll never know what people will think of your stuff until they tell you, so it's not, it doesn't serve you to just think that they won't like it.
Right. I agree. I think you got to take some chances, and there's always somebody out there that, you know, that is going to appreciate it. And I certainly appreciate your poetry. I actually, I knew that you wrote the book, and I've seen it, but I haven't physically held it. So today's a treat for me because I'm getting to hear these poems for the first time and see what it's about, because, you know, your mom was so proud of you, and she... Right. Like when she posted it on social media, I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool that he wrote a book. And, you know, she's really, really proud of you. I know that. So, you know, you have a great mom.
Oh, she's just the best.
You know what? Let's talk about her for a second.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people, but I have never met anybody that knows so many people.
Oh, it's insane. She knows like half the state, I think.
I know, but and like everybody that sees her genuinely like loves her.
It's just one of those things that comes with being just unreasonably kind.
I think that's what she is. She's a very, very special person. She's very giving and very real. When I met her, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I just love you. I loved her right away. My daughter, I have two older kids who are in their, you know, mid-20s.
Right.
And I have a 12-year-old who's friends with your sister. And right. When my 12-year-old would be like, Mom, you know, can't you make friends with the other moms? I was like, oh, you know, I already did all that. But then when your mom came into my life, I was so happy because, you know, she's cool. She's really cool. I think, you know what I like about her is I think she's just such a genuine person that, you know, if you're old or young or, you know, middle age, you love her. She can relate to everybody because she's just a genuinely nice person.
Yeah, she'll socialize, talk with, just she'll be nice to anyone.
That's how you should be. We should all try to take a lesson from Kara Hamra. All right, so we are getting to the end of our show. I'm just going to have Nick. Can you do one more? Do you mind?
Oh, sure. Let me consult the book.
I'm going to have him do one more poem. And then we will, you know, head off to the weather. I think it's pretty nice out there still, right?
Yeah, a little chilly. But all right. This one I dedicate to my little brother, Brett, and my mom. And,
what about Lauren?
And Lauren, too. The rest of the family. We'll get everyone. And this one's for Brother B. Christ alive, that kid, he's like a modern Achilles. All the rage, all the love, none of the battles to fight. How he runs, how he screams, how he burns into the night, how he beats his fists on the Trojan walls inside his mind, and never leaves a mark. Yet this man who fears no man, nor the darkest dark, is without what he needs most. How long till mad, mad Achilles quits being lost and takes up his art?
Wow, that was really great. Do you and your brother have a good relationship?
I like to think so. You know, we're brothers. We fight. We roughhouse. We mess around. But at the end of the day, I think we're pretty close.
Good. You have a great family. And you're really... I think it's inspirational to see that you've taken thing that you're passionate about and, you're doing something with it. And I think you're going to continue to go far. I'm really excited to see where you go.
Thank you.
And I'm going to come to your one of your open mics. Kara, let's make a date and we'll go. All right. Well, this is the end of our show. It's Talented People Radio. Thank you so much, Nick, for being here. I really appreciate you coming down and sharing some of your poetry with us, something that we could all use in our life. And I just want to tell everybody to be safe and be happy. And we will be back next week. And looking forward to Jeannie being back in the seat so I can go to the other side. All right, thanks. Have a great week, everybody. This is Talented People Radio from Hunterdon County Chamber offices here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
They have stopped some terrorist activities, and I feel that cutting back will actually lessen the surveillance and lessen the protection.
New Yorkers can't believe President Obama is proposing to slash funding to anti-terrorism initiatives.
We're in New York. We're constantly under attack.
It's crazy. I feel less safe because we need the money to fight the terrorism every second of the day.
Obama's 2017 budget calls for cutting nearly $300 million out of a program which distributes money to cities for counterterrorism. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says the cuts are ill-advised with terrorism on the rise around the world. The six remaining GOP presidential candidates are preparing for two nights of town hall-style meetings on CNN. Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Dr. Ben Carson are set to appear on tonight's program. Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich will be featured tomorrow night. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA, and I have fabulous hair. I do. Now I do, at least, because I use Ovation Cell Therapy. The Ovation hair products are absolutely wonderful. You know, they did a customer survey, and over 90% of respondents said they would recommend Ovation hair to a friend. And I'm one of those over 90% people, because I have to tell you, my hair has never looked better. Now, in the winter, you wear a lot of hats, but as we head towards spring, you're going to want to let your locks out so they look luscious. My hair really has never looked better. And I bring it when I travel. I used to always use the shampoo that was in the hotel. No more, because I've never found a shampoo that works better. And I was thrilled when they asked me to actually endorse the product because I believe in it. And it makes it so easy to say, go for it. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com, and you'll get a special introductory discount if you click on station ID and pick Angie Austin, Daybreak USA. ovationhair.com. Try it. You'll love it. ovationhair.com.
Donald Trump thinks Apple should do whatever the FBI asks when it comes to the investigation into the San Bernardino shooters.
GOP frontrunner Donald Trump tells Fox News, Fox and Friends that Apple should unlock the iPhone that's being investigated.
I agree 100% with the courts. We should, in that case, we should open it up. I think security overall, we have to open it up and we have to use our heads.
A judge is ordering Apple to comply, but the company's CEO, Tim Cook, says he's going to fight it. Cook wrote an open letter to customers blasting the FBI for asking Apple to write code for a backdoor, which he says would then be open to abuse. I'm Joe Gomez.
Many voters say the prospect of a Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump race for the White House scares them. A USA Today Suffolk University poll asked likely voters how they feel about the possibility of Trump, Clinton, or Bernie Sanders winning their party's nomination for president. 38% say a Trump-Republican nomination scares them, and 33% say they'd be afraid if Clinton is a Democratic nominee. Only Sanders got a positive reaction. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
President Obama addressed the opening at the Supreme Court during a press conference. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
President Obama spoke to reporters about progress at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations conference when questions quickly turned to the vacancy on the Supreme Court. The president made it clear he's going to quickly make a nomination and avoided a direct question from a reporter about whether he would nominate someone seen as politically moderate.
There's not going to be any particular position on a particular issue that determines whether or not I nominate them, but I'm going to present somebody who indisputably is qualified for the seat.
The president also used the opportunity to attack Republicans, claiming those who do not want to see a vote on a nominee before the presidential election are not really someone who values the Constitution. I'm Jason Wirt.
Doctors say it's too early to get excited about a promising new cancer treatment. The treatment involves modified T cells and seemingly eliminates symptoms in 80% of blood cancer patients. The results were discussed at an American Association for the Advancement of Science conference over the weekend, but more testing is needed. American Cancer Society Chief Dr. Otis Brawley says he's seen this kind of excitement before and it didn't pan out. In the meantime, Brawley says people should focus on healthy habits to help prevent cancer in the first place. And residents in Flint, Michigan can't get a break on their water bills despite their lead-tainted tap water. A public interest group recently found that people in Flint paid an average of over $850 per year for their water. That's almost twice as much as the national average. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Large denomination bills would create problems for criminals but have little effect on legitimate businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road.
Top Dog is beginning a media tour today. CJ, the German short-haired pointer who was named best in show last night, is hitting TV talk shows, the Empire State Building, and then a legendary Times Square restaurant for a well-deserved steak. The oldest son of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia is remembering his father as a man of many interests. Eugene Scalia told Fox News' The Kelly File his father was an intelligent and funny man whose tastes range from opera to hunting. He thinks Justice Scalia's legacy will be his belief in the court's role in upholding the Constitution. Antonin Scalia died Saturday at the age of 79 in a hunting resort in Texas. Eugene Scalia passed along the family's thanks for all of the kind things said about their father. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com, studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather. 34 degrees, overcast skies in Flemington right now. Today is Wednesday. It is February 17th. Sun and clouds mixed today and a high of 41. Winds west-northwest at 5.